Yeah, there's not a lot of content. That generally seems to be the case for a lot of these sites when they first start. It's really, really sort of picking up members, you know, especially when you're not owned by somebody like Google.
Right, right. I just thought it was cool if people go check it out. It's pretty neat.
Well, thanks for your call and suggestion, Amir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
Okay, that actually, that suggestion actually brings up another site that was on the list.
Sure.
Real quick in the social networking section.
I was just about to get to that.
Oh, well, fantastic. there was a site that I mentioned to you earlier called Social Vibe, which essentially is a social networking site for charity causes.
Yes, a site that actually has a, shall we say, an altruistic intent behind it. It says here it's for good causes, and you select an ad and you go onto their profile, and the proceeds going to a specific charity.
Yeah. If you're going to be doing something like social networking, you may as well be doing it for good cause.
I would agree. But which, something related to that under the heading of lifestyle, which caught my eye and is something that looks like a lot of fun, perhaps, is some of the dating sites that you can access online now.
Yeah.
The one that came immediately to my eye was one called www.crazyblinddate.com, which says it draws on people's faith in the lucky draw to help set up singles in Austin, Boston, Chicago, D.C., L.A., New York City, and San Francisco. Unfortunately, no Miami, but you can go to those cities and actually be hooked up on a blind date of sorts, it sounds.
Yeah, it's you know, I actually recommended that one for the list because I do have a few friends in the city who have tried it. It's owned by a larger site called OkCupid. Essentially, you fill out your profile online and you get a text message telling you to meet somewhere in the city. You describe your physical appearance and you go on a really quick blind date.